So I'm here with Sean, who's on the XNA team. We're at GDC 2010, and XNA and Windows Phone 7 is all the talk. Why are you guys here? What are you showing off?
So we're talking about the new Windows Phone 7 series platform, and particularly the game development possibilities on this device. It's a really awesome platform for gaming. It has a standard 3D GPU, so you can do some really compelling 3D games. And what we've announced at GDC this year is that Game Studio 4.0 is going to be the development platform for making these games.
And so why is this so exciting to developers?
Developing on Windows Mobile phone devices in the past has been kind of fragmented because every phone has been slightly different. So it's been tough for game developers to make one game that's going to play consistently across lots of different phones from different manufacturers. With the 7 series phones, we've made a big departure from that. So we're putting some consistency into the hardware design, so all the phones are going to have the same graphics capabilities, the same performance. And that means really for the first time, game developers can really push the performance of this platform.
So technically, why has it taken so long to get here?
Phone hardware has been improving so much over the last few years. It's really amazing just how powerful these devices have become. And for a game developer, that's really exciting that we're now at the point where every phone has a 3D graphics card and every phone can actually do 3D gaming.
So from a developer standpoint, what to you is the most exciting possibility here?
I'm really happy that we've brought XNA Game Studio as the development platform for making these games on the phone. We've been working on XNA Game Studio for four years now on Windows and Xbox 360, so a lot of Xbox games are made using this technology. So this is really a mature, well-understood way to make games, and a lot of game developers already know how to make games using XNA. So now they can take those games from Xbox and move them to the phone as well.
And so what are some of those technical improvements that have happened over the last 3 or 4 years?
One of the really exciting things to me in the phone is that we have Xbox Live support on the phone for the first time. We're bringing Live to platforms outside of Xbox. So on the phone, you can have achievements in these games, you can have gamer score, you can check your friends list and see what your friends are doing.
And so as a game developer, people are probably most likely gamers also. So that's, now, do you think this is a casual gamer thing or a hardcore gamer thing?
I think it can be both. I think that segmentation into casual gamers and hardcore gamers is a little artificial. Like a lot of people who would call themselves hardcore gamers like to play casual games as well.
So why do you invest? Why do you think Microsoft invests in the mobile platform for gaming?
We really think all platforms are important. You know, I want to have a great experience playing games in my living room on my Xbox, but then when I'm on the road, I want to play games on my phone too.
Okay, so you're on the XNA team, and we're talking to a lot of developers. What's been the most difficult thing about getting 4.0 out the door?
It's been a lot of work and a lot of moving parts. In the past, we've shipped on platforms like Xbox that already existed. But this is a whole new platform, so the operating system, the graphics drivers, and all of our developer tools are all being worked on at the same time. But it's been hard work.
And when can developers actually start developing for this?
You can start developing today if you download Game Studio 3.1, our previous version. That's not exactly the same as what we're going to have on the phone, but it's very similar.
Okay, and where can people go for all their XNA goodness?
If you have any questions, go to the website creators.xna.com. There's some great forums there, and that's where you can download Game Studio and start playing around with it.
Sean, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.